So in the warranty deed, if you look at your mortgage paperwork, this does not really solidify your mortgage, your home, what you think you own, correct?
That is correct. What you see on your document, and you look, you know, take my word for it. Go pull out your warranty deed, and nowhere on that document will you be listed as an owner. You are listed as a tenant or a tenant in common. What are tenants? They're renters. They won't acknowledge your ownership at all because they don't want you to be in ownership. They want total control of you.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. So glad to be with you today. I'm Kate Daly from The Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com. There are so many things going on right now that are so hard for people to understand out there because they're so brainwashed. And as we've said before, you know, you're so brainwashed. They're spending so much money on you. You should actually feel really special. they're doing a number on us and many, many don't see it. This topic in this hour is going to drive right close to home because this is about land ownership, your home. And I know that you need this information. Last week, I mentioned the fact that that land patents and so forth, there was certain things that we needed to understand and know about as far as our home ownership goes and the way that they're eroding property rights in this country, right and left. We could talk BlackRock, we could talk all kinds of angles and avenues. But this is so important. My guest is Ron Gibson. I bring you one of my favorites because I mentioned him last week and then the outpouring of emails on what do we do? How do we do this? What happens? And also we can discuss some history that is really vital and really necessary to know, especially what happened back in the 40s and how they changed what we receive when we get a mortgage. So welcoming Ron Gibson onto the show, so grateful to have him with me right now because he can answer these kinds of questions. And land ownership is, well, it's vital. It's vital to who we are as a country. Most people don't realize that. Land ownership is what made America its wealth and what made our country our country. And so it's super, super vital that we understand how they've changed this. What they've done to it. This is so important. And in talking about land patents, we're given certain paperwork when we get a mortgage. And this is going to be really important for you to know. So Ron Gibson joins me. And I'm actually really happy about this because I've wanted him to come on for quite a while. He is just stellar at what he knows. He understands history. He understands what land is all about, what land patents are all about, and then how we can move forward as people sort of understanding our history and understanding kind of how to secure ourselves. I think that's one of the most important things is how to secure ourselves. There's a million things we could talk about today. We could talk about land patents. We could talk about Target. We could talk about all the ways in which the country is being eroded. But this is something that I know hits close to home. And as we're kind of, I think, nearing more events, you know, the senators were given satellite phones and all kinds of things have been going on. I think that's a fear-mongering tactic. I think that there's a reason they told us they got satellite phones because they want us to know that they have them, which they could have done on the down low. But there's all kinds of moving parts right now, moving train shipments, all kinds of things. But then when we come to every day, then this is what we're all concerned about, right? What hits you in your pocketbook, your bank account, and your mortgage. And I know many of you listening have a mortgage, and this will be really, really interesting information. Is Ron on camera yet? Is Ron joining me? Awesome.
I'm here.
Ron, how are you? Ron knows his history. Let me just tell you. I'm happy to have you, Ron. Ron, can you tell people kind of the gist of what we're talking about when it comes to land patents and what they need to do to secure their person and their property?
Well, the whole nation has been put under this spell that a warranty deed is the title to your property. And that is absolutely not correct. The only title to land in our nation of laws is a land patent. And the land patent is issued by the United States government, with the exception of Texas. It issues their own land patent, but they have the same full force and effect. And Congress and our forefathers collectively made it possible for us to bring that patent benefit forward. We don't create a new patent. We work off the existing patent. And the patent is not only a patent, it's an allodial title. And there's been a lot of controversy over that subject and word called allodial title. And man didn't put that title on there, God did, because the ownership of land is a God-given right. And I have 11 different scriptures in my Bible addresses the fact that God gave us the land, and to claim and to possess and occupy and be productive on our sanctuary, if you please. And so, you know, after 1946, when the Congress unlawfully legislated and enacted the Administrative Procedures Act, everything changed having to do with the ownership of land, or what was then from then on was to perceive to be ownership of land. So not only that, right after they did this unconstitutional enactment, there's a maximum in law that goes like this. One can only claim jurisdiction over that which one creates. So they wanted to get control of all of the land that you and I would own from that point forward. And so what they did, they had to redefine lawful terms and make them legal terms. And for instance, they changed the definition of land to real estate. Real estate is not a lawful term having to do with land, but for them to get control over it under that maximum of law, then in essence they did that. The other thing that they changed, just to mention a couple, is the very fact of our police force. It used to be called peace officers. They were to quiet conflict down. Well, they changed that to law enforcement. In other words, we're going to control you by force. The other one, among many, but was the coroner. The coroner had unlimited ability and freedom to investigate any kind of crime that he was brought in to do the investigating. Well, now they call him the medical examiner, and he no longer has that freedom. He's under the jurisdiction of the state police. Well, and then the list goes on and on and on and on. And so right. What we have... Right. Go ahead.
So there are several things that changed in the 40s. And one of them was, right now, if everybody looked in their mortgage, they would see a warranty deed, right? Correct. A warranty deed. Okay, that warranty deed, I think everyone thinks that's their title to their property when they're paying on a mortgage. And this can be when you buy it outright or you're making payments. You're still under a contract to make those payments, so you have this land. But I think people, what they don't realize is that warranty deed was slipped in there and patents were taken out. We used to receive patents, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So in the warranty deed, if you look at your mortgage paperwork, this does not really solidify your mortgage, your home, what you think you own, correct?
That is correct. What you see on your document, and you look, you know, take my word for it. Go pull out your warranty deed, and nowhere on that document will you be listed as an owner. You are listed as a tenant or a tenant in common. What are tenants? They're renters. They won't acknowledge your ownership at all because they don't want you to be in ownership. They want total control of you.
Wow. We're going to go to a break in about 30 seconds. There's a lot that he is going to comment on. If you want to email him, he actually helps people with patents. So people were reaching out after last week's show and saying, hey, I want to get a hold of somebody that can help. And the email address is DRITECRG@hotmail.com. DRITECRG@hotmail.com. And I'll be right back with the great Ron Gibson. We'll be talking a little bit about history. We'll talk a little bit about what you should do, how to secure your property, and more importantly, too, under the property, the minerals under the ground.
Sold out for more than a year, we now have back in stock a limited run of our extremely popular tooth whitening coral calcium toothpaste full of essential oils, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Another great product sold out for almost a year is our activated charcoal essential oil toothpaste as well. These are both incredible for your gums, polish your teeth, amazing to counter gingivitis, and they fund the InfoWar. There are no fillers in these products. These are fluoride-free, next-level toothpaste, 10,000 of each tube, limited run, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase funds the operation, plus these are incredible products you need. So the Coral Calcium Tooth Whitening and the Activated Charcoal Essential Oil Toothpaste are now both back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you for your support, but regardless, these are great products you need. So take action now. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for both these great toothpaste back in stock.
Back here with you on the Alex Jones Show. So glad to be with you. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host for the hour. And so grateful to be able to have Ron Gibson on with me. And he's one of my favorites. I've known him for years. And he's been at this for 35 years. By the way, you listening to the iodine, I started taking iodine and copper, feel a lot better, I'll tell you that. Those are the things the doctors never tell you about. And that's with the same topic with Ron Gibson too. This is the stuff you never hear about, especially with home ownership and lands. How much changed in the 1940s is insane. And people don't talk about it. They don't know what their mortgage paperwork is. They just kind of take it for granted that, you know, they're going to hand you the right kind of paperwork. But that paperwork changed. You used to get a land patent, and that's totally different. That means you own what's under the soil. Ron Gibson joins me. He speaks all over the country, tells people how to acquire a land patent. It's not a difficult process. And he shows them what to do. And he's got a wonderful book about it. And he also helps people do it. Ron, so let's talk about what's under too. I mean, that land patent covers what's under that land. I don't know if most people realize there's kind of a dividing line in what they own and what they don't own.
Well, originally, Kate, the patents included everything. And then in 1866, it is, the Congress passed the mining law. And of course, because of the discovery of gold at Sutter's Mill in California, boy, the search for minerals just exploded. And so people that had what's kind of a difficult way to explain it, but they're called extralateral rights. In other words, if mineral is on an adjacent property and it goes into your patented land, the mineral estate is dominant. So it can go after that, but you have to pay the land to the surface landowner. But prior to that, you got everything, any and all minerals that might be within your boundary. But then it came out with what's called the Noble Decision, and the Noble Decision went like this. If mineral was known to exist prior to the issuance of the patent, then the mineral did not pass with the patent. But a lot of the early patents included the mineral. But after the Noble Decision, that issue was separated out. So it depends upon, you know, at what time period that you received your patent, whether you got all the minerals or not.
Excellent. See, this is why I love Ron Gibson. He knows his history. What can I say? So when people come to you and they say, well, I see my warranty deed, but I really want a patent to protect my land from all the shenanigans that they can do in acquiring property. What do you tell people? Because I know that people are thinking, is this process difficult? Can everybody get a patent to the land that they think they own right now?
Well, Kate, let's go back just a moment. First of all, I think it's important for the people that don't know and are hearing this maybe for the first time. The patent is unimpeachable at law. It's an allodial title, as I mentioned earlier. And the definition of allodial title is owing to no one, nor to any lord nor superior. So the issue of that land patent, Congress designed that so that no legislative enactment could penetrate it or affect it. It has multiple what we call protective covenants over it. It's born out of the patent, out of the Constitution. So it has a very strategic location and deep-rooted, if I can put it in that context. And so as a result of that, then in essence, there were other protective covenants that were included in that as well. One of them is the Fifth Amendment, of an improper takings, Article 1, Section 10, Clause 1, that says no state can legislate a bill of attainder nor an ex post facto law or impair the obligation of contract. That land patent is a forever contract. It says so right in the patent. So I'm looking at my watch and forever isn't up yet. And because of that issue, then there's a means that Congress intended and is documented in the patent itself. It says in the patent, it is hereby granted to the undersigned to their heirs and assigns forever. And that all comes from scripture. There are 11 different scriptures address the fact that we have a right, a God-given right of land ownership. So what I do is I help people to bring that forward so that when all of the paperwork is properly filed, then that patent belongs to them. Now, I'll tell you, the Administrative Procedures Act and all of the employees hate that because they don't want to lose control over the individual or their property. So and because of what I do and speaking all over the country, I just came back from Dallas, Texas, and another event there for the 1776 Live event. And I spoke at that, and my golly, the response was just overwhelming. And it, but here's the thing that Kate, if you'd allow me to say, I hear this everywhere, and I mean everywhere. People are sick and tired of government, and they are sick and tired of government infringing upon their life, and they want to be left alone. And that's universal. I don't think I've talked to anybody in the last 40 years, but more so today, that doesn't want that. We're to be a free country, and we're not let be a free country. You can't live your life. You've got domination here. You got land use controls. You got excessive taxes. And I want to talk about that before the show is over today to alert people what's happening and why we better band together. And I mean quickly, or we're going to lose it all. It's that simple.
100%. This episode today, this hour, is all about securing your property, how to do that, because most people don't know what they're missing. And that's why we're doing this today. It's why I invited Ron on, because he is the guy. When it comes to these kinds of issues, this is the man you want to talk to and invite him to speak or get his book, because it will guide you through it. Ron also helps with this too. And I like Ron because he's a straight shooter. He'll just tell you these are the laws, this is what's going on. And he's been studying this for 35 years. The taxes, I know we have about a minute before the break, but the taxes are a big deal too, because people are wondering, wait a second, I could lose my property because of taxes that are being foisted on me. And a lot of people are on Social Security. They can't afford those taxes. It's a problem right now. A lot of people can't afford to keep their property.
It's a huge problem. And it's all part of this enactment there of the people that influenced Congress back in the 1940s. And it's been updated relative to the Agenda 21 program. And I want to explain how this works later on when we have more time. But I'm telling you, folks, okay, they're coming after your land. They're coming after your land. Make no mistake about it.
Yeah, there's no doubt in my mind either. I talked about how United States and its successor in the Conservation Act, when they wanted farms to go into the Conservation Act, but they could still stay in your name. Same kind of thing. Who's United States' successor? It makes no sense. I'll come back with Ron. He'll expand on these things in just a moment on the Alex Jones Show. I'm sure glad you're joining us for this really important episode. It's a really important hour right now.
InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. Two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them, or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock, I want to remind you are now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Pill Plus is 40% off right now. But in a week or so, it's going to go back to full price because it's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from katedalyradio.com. And my guest is Ron Gibson. He is the aficionado. He is the guy when it comes to land patents, securing your property. And most people don't realize they don't have a land patent because they stopped issuing them in the 40s. Yeah, can't imagine why they would just stop doing that, right? Right. And so he's here to explain. I want you to go into Agenda 21. And I, before you go there, I also want to say, this could just take a month or two to do. This is some steps you just need to take. This is not a hard process to go through. Ron can actually help you go through it. He has a wonderful guide, a wonderful book, can actually walk you through it. Ron, tell us about Agenda 21 and the taking of property. I think we're both on the same page here. We know that this is the goal. This is the ultimate goal, is to assume the property of America, correct?
That is correct. Well, they're doing it by multiple ways under the Agenda 21 program on the thing. And the Bar Association is a great participant in this process to divest you of your land, your rights, and your land, your money, and your rights, I guess what I'm trying to say here. And under that Agenda 21, there's a whole lot of stuff tied to that, is to literally destroy this country. And if you look at the Communist Manifesto, the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto, the number one on that is to abolish private property ownership. And it disheartens me greatly. I'm a Vietnam veteran. My father was a World War II veteran. My great-grandfather was a World War I veteran, etc. And we have fought communism in this country for 80 years, roughly. And now we are becoming the very thing that so many men and women gave their life of which to protect us from that very thing. So they're out to divest your rights, as I said, and your property. And then they're doing it by land use regulation. They're doing it by code enforcement, which is part of that. They're doing excessive taxation of the property. They're doing it by environmental restrictions. They're doing it by the bench from unlawful enactments and decisions of the courts. And they're doing it by state legislation and federal legislation there that infringes upon your right and your property. I may say very quickly, there's a case that just came down from the United States Supreme Court about several months ago, but it's called West Virginia versus Environmental Protection Agency. And the Supreme Court said that all of these government entities, BLM, Forest Service, Parks Department, all of them that belong to the under the government umbrella, had no lawful authority to make any laws or implement rules and try to enforce it as a law against we the people. It said they're not a legislative body. And thank God somebody finally got it right, because they don't have authority. There's a famous case called City of Dallas versus Mitchell. And on the third page of that ruling, the court said it best. Said, our rights don't come from government. Our rights come from our creator. And we're all not subject to government, rules and regulations, unless we volunteer to be subject to those rules and regulations. So here we are, we're jumping in. The government said, you have to do that. And the masses of people who don't know your rights jump into that. And then they wonder why they're in bondage. And the way to stay out of that, be careful what you volunteer for, because we've done it in this country for years and years, and then we wonder why we have such a problem.
Absolutely. We've got these 15-minute cities coming in, too. If you go to globalcovenantofmayors.org, you can see all of the, I think there's 182 15-minute cities coming in and being implemented right under our noses. There are so many things that are being done, and money was given around the globe to institute those 15-minute cities and basically get people off lands. I mean, if they can control the lands and tax you out of the lands, talk about taxes for just a moment, too. A lot of people are thinking, can they actually take your home in lieu of taxes?
Well,
if you don't pay those. That's a loaded question.
Boy, I tell you, my mind goes crazy when you ask that question. Let me put it this way as quickly as I can. Simply, that taxation or excessive taxation is one of the main communist means of which divesting people of their land. And what I mean by that, let me tell you a little story real quick, because this is important. I met a lady last November, called me. She was from New Jersey, and she owns a 200-acre piece of property. And this property, there isn't a building on it. There isn't a fence on it. It's just 200 acres of bare ground. She said 10 years ago, her property tax on that 200 acres was about $8,000 and some change. She had just received her 23-24 tax bill on the same property with no improvements, no fences, no nothing. It was exactly the same. Her tax bill was over $88,000. That's what's happening. Now, that same percentage is being applied all the way down. Now, here's the Agenda 21, is that this is systematic. They're applying to this thing, folks. You talk to anybody that has property, their taxes has gone up substantially the year before, this year, and will continue to. So the purpose for that, the marginal people, then I mean marginal by income, that can pay the taxes or buy their medication or whatever, they're struggling already. The electricity, the rent, the sewer, okay? They raise the taxes so that the intent is to wipe that group of people out of their home. When they get all of those out of their home, they will then move the ladder up, and they will take the lower income of the middle class, and they will wipe them out of their property. When that's done, they will move it up and take the middle of the middle class out by taxation. Then they will move up to the upper end or the higher end of the middle income class, and they will wipe them out. The goal is this, folks, that they don't want you to own anything. They want you to come begging. They want you to ask this with your hat in hand. And everything is by permission, not by right or ownership. And we better wake up. The other thing that they have done is that they, when our nation was created, and I'm quite a history student, that we were a nation of laws, godly laws. It's called common law. That's the reason that there were boundaries that God gave. Well, then when the attorneys decided, well, we can't deal with that. That's too restrictive. So then when the 1946 Administrative Procedures Act was enacted, then they created what's called statutes and codes. Statutes and codes are not law, but that's what they tried to shove down our throat and did. Now there's a transition again. We've wore that out. Let's move the ladder down further in the gutter. And now we're going to go on assumption and presumption. I did a law class here a while back on the 12 presumptions of the court. You talk about something want to make you throw up. Just read that. Oh. It's on the internet here. And okay. Boy, I'm telling you, folks, they're coming after us in every way they possibly can. And your land ownership is the basis of that, so we better protect it.
We're going to go to a break. We're going to come right back. You might have questions like, well, what if I'm just paying on a mortgage? Can I still get the land patent? And we'll ask those questions right when we get back for Ron Gibson, DRITECRG@hotmail.com. Be right back.
Please give me 1 minute of your time. Please write this down and please go look this up. It will change your life. The UN admits, and the Lancet Medical Journal admits, that upwards of 2 billion people have mental disabilities and declining cognitive abilities. The term they use is intellectual disability because of lack of iodine. Most iodine in the environment is bound to other elements so your body can't absorb it. Only pure iodine can really be absorbed right into the cells. And InfoWarsStore.com has the only iodine out there that actually has this type of full effect. Ladies and gentlemen, X3 has been sold out for 6 months. It's very hard to produce, and it's finally back in stock. In fact, I was just taking some before I shot this ad. This, ladies and gentlemen, is powerful. You and your family need it. It's 25% off back in stock. X3, triiodine, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now, but regardless, research this info.
Welcome back. Last segment of the hour with Ron Gibson. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host, and I have a couple of questions for Ron. I do want to give you the email address to contact him. And this email address is D as in David, R as in Ryan, I-T-E, C as in cat, R as in Ryan, G as in gate, @hotmail.com. So DRITECRG@hotmail.com. And you can contact Ron directly and ask him questions. He tours the country and talks about these issues, and they're so vital. A lot of people are going to ask, if I'm making payments, I just started making payments on a mortgage, am I entitled to be able to get my land patent before it's paid off? That's a question you probably get a lot, Ron.
And the answer to that is yes. You can bring your land patent form forward, and you're really bringing the all of the protective covenants and the benefit of that patent. We are not creating a new patent. Don't have the authority to do that. But the existing patent spells it out about the heirs and assigns forever. So what was issued to the first recipient of that patent, that if you're 100 owners down the line, you still get the same protective covenant and full benefit of that original grantee.
Excellent. And then also, did people notice in the 1940s when they stopped getting this patent and they only started getting the warranty deed instead? Was there an outcry? Were people kind of concerned about this, or did it go under the radar?
Well, several things happened in my research of this. First of all, remember, all these men were coming back from the war from the previous year. The war ended in 1945. Right. And people wanted to get married. They wanted to buy land. There was a tremendous transition within this country because the war was over. And they knew that it would be hard for people to catch on what they were doing. Another government deception and lies and fraud committed upon the people. So that's how this whole transition took place. And when you took, and I'm going to share this too. People ask me all the time, well, how did, if the patent is a true title, how did I end up getting this warranty deed? When the Administrative Procedures Act was enacted and all of this transition of redefining lawful term. So if you bought property, say, prior to that enactment of Congress unlawfully, you brought it to the recorder's office to get it recorded. They took that land patent and they stuffed it in the back room and they issued back what's called a warranty deed. And a few of them said, where's my patent? And what the government people told them, that being in the recorder's office and other state legislators, well, that's just your new type of patent that we've issued back, which was no patent at all. So in essence, they stole those titles. Did you hear what I said? Stole those titles. And that's why they call it real estate. Real estate means that the state is claiming to own your land. And the proof is in the pudding on your warranty deed because it says you're a tenant or a tenant in common if you're a husband and wife.
I think people's jaws drop when they're hearing this because nobody talks about this ever. And this is why I brought you into this very important hour for everyone to hear, because everybody needs to know how to secure their person and their property against the tyranny that's even coming in spades. What else do you want people to understand about this process? Because I know they're trying to wrap their brain around the fact that they thought they had all of that, but they actually don't. And so what else do you want people to know about this?
Well, I want to digress just a moment, Kate, if I may. And that is the issue, go back to something you mentioned a little bit earlier, and that's the taxes. If you look at Article 1, Section 10, Clause 1 of the U.S. Constitution, it says in there that no state can legislate a bill of attainder. And this bill of attainder is when the state enacts legislation, they act as the authority, they act as an accuser to you, they act as the arresting entity, they also are the judge and the jury, and they also are the executors. And what I mean by that is the very fact that that's what a tax foreclosure consists of, is a bill of attainder. It is also an ex post facto, and it also impairs the obligation of contract. They're guilty on all three of those that the Constitution says they have no authority to do. So what they do is that when you have a tax foreclosure, that bill of attainder says that you have no opportunity to have a jury trial. Not a court hearing, but a jury trial. So therefore, there is what's called compensatory taking. In other words, without authority or jurisdiction. So what they do is they advertise your property in the thing. They make demand first, and then they advertise your property in the paper, and then they just have the sheriff go to the courthouse, and they sell your property on the courthouse steps. There is more stuff wrong with that from a lawful standpoint that I can even mention in 10 hours of program on Kate Daly's program here. But that's what they do.
On Alex Jones Show. Right, on the Alex Jones Show today. So on this, I think what people need to realize is we're not, you know, this isn't about not, you know, paying your taxes or anything like that. This is about securing that property from those who might want to steal it from you. And so this is about having the right documentation in place to prevent this from happening, because most people in the country do not even know about this. They do not understand. They don't have this right paperwork.
That's correct. I was going to mention too is the fact that this whole issue of this taxation on a thing, the land patent was never to be taxed. So, and I have challenged many a researcher that to go and find where the taxing of your private property. That's called an ad valorem tax. And there is no constitutional provision in our federal constitution nor any of the 50 state constitutions that allow the taking of your property by taxation or to even tax the property. And the problem that we have with that is that, like you said, very few people even understand what to do. They complain, but they won't stand up. We the people, folks, if you look at your Constitution, the three words that are absolutely astounding, we the people, we are. That means that we're kings of our land. When you have a land patent, you're king of your individual piece of land within this great nation. And we're not
and
doing
got
what
something it, like, right?
I'm sorry?
And you've got something to fight with. Right now, people don't have much to fight with. And this gives you something to fight with, and you own all the minerals under your land as well, which is it's a big deal.
And that's the reason that that land patent, because it's unimpeachable at law. In other words, nothing can penetrate it. Well, they're violating that all the time, which means that our government in all segments has no honor. You know, the Bible says a man without honor is nothing. Nothing. Yeah. So, you know,
They're about the equivalent of a cockroach. So they're hell-bent on going in one direction and one direction only. So and I so appreciate all your work on this, because you help people do it if they don't want to do this. And you also teach people how to do it. And this is so important, because it's not that big of a deal. Anyone can do this, correct?
That is correct. But they have to be done correctly. And not that I'm trying to get the business, because that's not my point at all. But a number of people have done them themselves. And because it's a lawful document, it has to be done correctly. So I just leave it at that.
Well, I love what you're doing. And I actually can vouch for you on that. He's not about the business. He's about helping people, because he wants to make sure that people can stand up to the tyranny. And this is one way to do it. When Ron Gibson says stand up, these are the kinds of things that we do across the country to take a stand against this kind of overwhelming tyranny. And there are more things coming down the line. 20 seconds, Ron. What do you want people to know?
Well, don't be afraid
to get a hold of it.
But don't be afraid to step forward and protect your land, folks. And I want to tell you something real quickly. I was talking to a group of men there, and I told them that without land, I said, a man has nothing. I said, you don't have rights. Right. You don't have. And one guy says, all I do is go rent it. I said, who are you going to rent it from? The guy that owns it. And I said,
Ron Gibson, thank you. It's DRITECRG at hotmail.com.
Watch the American Journal weekday mornings, 8 to 11 central at band.video.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The silent majority
is no longer silent.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Please stand by for further details. We return you now to your regularly scheduled program.
So, Gen Z workers are not going to be faring too well in the workplace. And that doesn't spell good for us in the future. One thing I could recommend is I think we need to get some of these Gen Zers on TurboForce, which you can get at InfoWarsStore.com. Didn't see the plug coming, did you? But here it is, TurboForce from InfoWars Life, 25% off. It's back. It's reformulated. It's in a canister, so you can scoop out as much as you need. You want a full scoop? You want a heaping scoop? You want half a scoop? You can get it all now by just going to InfoWarsStore.com and ordering TurboForce. More strength, more power, more energy when you need it, and it's long-lasting. It's got vitamin C, it's got niacin, B6, taurine, beta-alanine, acetyl-L-carnitine, L-theanine, green leaf extract, coffee berry, guarana seed extract, yerba mate, and Aleva ATP are just some of the ingredients packed into Turbo Force. It's in a powder form. It's in a canister. You saw the commercial earlier. People were fighting over the last little bag. They don't even know. We got it now in a canister. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and pick up your Turbo Force. I don't know what you're waiting for. And that's my only plug today. I feel bad. I forgot to do it all throughout because we had so much information going on in an amazing interview. But we got another amazing interview, InfoWarsStore.com, and support what we're doing. It's you out there that fuel the jet engines that keep this whole thing twirling about.